So, Jeffrey, Jeanette's going to give you the countdown, then you can start your story.
Okay, so my story is about a trip I took to a convention a few years back. And this was a convention for rhododendrons, which has been a long-term hobby of mine before I lost my sight. And so this convention involves a number of garden tours and some presentations for one day, as well as some meals. Now, I didn't have any problem with the meals. They went fine, pretty much. The garden tours was another story. I had intended to get myself into good physical condition. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men go afoul. And I did not make it to getting into good physical condition. I thought I would be okay on the garden tours. I thought wrong. So my wife went with me, and she brought along a stool for me to sit on when I got exhausted, which happened too often. And each garden tour that I went on, and there were a number, I got more and more tired and in worse and worse physical condition. It was really a drag. I remember on one tour, I was sitting a little bit off to the side of the trail. And I was sitting on the stool, and the ground was soft. And as I was sitting on the stool, I fell backwards. And I can't get up once I've fallen down without some help. And my wife isn't capable of getting me up. I need extra help. So a friend of mine came by and offered me his hand, and both of them together got me up, fortunately. So, but it got worse every day that I went on a garden tour. It was just going downhill. I remember on one day where it was rainy, and we were going in to get lunch at this, wasn't a dining hall, but it could have been a dining hall, but it was a little small for the number of people we had. And I got a seat, and I got the last of a meatball and spaghetti meal. Without much spaghetti, I had some meatballs and some sauce. And when I wanted to get seconds, there were no seconds. It was gone. I tried to get a cup of coffee. No coffee. The coffee was gone. So I was not a terribly happy camper on these garden tours. And I was looking forward to the day when they would have speakers and lectures, because I could be sitting down and taking a load off my feet and listening to information. So the day of the speakers program, I went down to the auditorium area where they had the speakers, and it was a dining area, and there were chairs along each of the tables. And I was somewhat tired. I hadn't slept too well that night. And so I put a couple chairs close together and I sat down and laid back across the chairs. And I was just resting there, waiting for the program to start. Because they always have introductions and, we're starting the program now and everything. So I wasn't worried. All of a sudden, this guy comes in front of me and he identifies himself as a doctor and he asks me if I'm okay. And before I can answer, there's a couple paramedics over me. And they pick me up and put me on a stretcher. And I'm taken out of the auditorium where the speakers are going to speak. And they take me to this clinic. And they look at me and say, well, there's nothing really wrong with you. And I said, I know there's nothing wrong with me. I just need to go back. So I finally cut short the visit to the clinic and I get back to the auditorium where the speakers are speaking. And just as I get back, the last speaker has finished and it's ended. And so I ask one of the convention people who I find, I ask him, is there a recording of the lectures? And he says, no, I don't think there is. So I missed the whole thing because this guy was trying to be nice to me. Good intentions gone wrong. And the last day of the convention, my legs, from my knees down to my ankles, were in bad shape. They hurt. And I told my wife that we got to go back to that clinic and see what they can do because this is too difficult. So we went to the clinic. The clinic was packed with people. There were people a mile long, and they finally got to see me. And I wasn't the last one in line by any means. I think they put me a little bit ahead of some other people who maybe didn't have as urgent a case. Anyway, they looked at me and they could offer me nothing. So it was a waste of time to go to this clinic. They couldn't do anything for me. So they wanted me to wait and see somebody else. And I said, no, I'm not waiting. We'll miss the plane home. So we took a cab back to the hotel and we didn't have time for a meal, but we got some soup, which Gretchen liked quite a bit, and it was pretty good soup. And we got home, and I was hurting still, not quite as much, but because I'd been off my feet. And we went to an urgent care center.
1 minute.
And the guy looked at my legs and he said, oh, you've got a water problem. You need Lasix. And so he gave me some Lasix. And the next day, my legs were fine. I was perfectly okay. So I have not gone to a convention since then. And my wife will not let me go. And I don't blame her. And I need to get in shape anyway, but I'm going to get in good physical condition before I go to another convention or before I think about going to another convention. And That's my story.
All right.
Just under the 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Great job.
It was interesting how the paramedics picked you up and took you and carried you away.